13 to 22 is telling how pagan Rome came to control the world, how it arrived in its position of the supreme ruler of the world. And then Uriah Smith says in verse 23, it drops back, the prophecy drops back into that very same history. And while covering that very same history, the emphasis from verse 23 to 29 is not so much how Rome came to control the world, but it's how Rome dealt with God's people during that same history as it progressed. Now, if you would pick up Haskell's book, The Story of Daniel the Prophet by Stephen Haskell, he does, as many modern interpreters do of this chapter, he tries to, from verse 22 onward, he tries to maintain a sequential flow of historical events on up to verse 29. But Uriah Smith, Haskell, they all, in verse 29, come together at the same point in history. And from the outset here, I want to share that I think for myself, I agree with Uriah Smith. Now, I'm certain that Uriah Smith arriving at this understanding doesn't have the same reasoning for supporting that position, and his reasoning may have been sounder than my personal one, but I see a specific literary technique used by Daniel when Rome is mentioned in Daniel 11. And if you remember, where we closed out in our last presentation was in verse 14 of Daniel 11. And verse 14 reads this way: "And in those times there shall many stand up against the king of the south. Also the robbers of thy people shall exalt themselves to establish the vision, but they shall fall." Now, any of the commentators that you're going to look at, Adventist commentators, will tell you that the robbers of thy people is Rome, and that the subject of Rome is what establishes this vision that we find in Daniel chapter 10, 11, and 12. Some will even go so far to say that this establishes all the visions of Daniel, because the primary focus of these powers of Bible prophecy in the book of Daniel is Rome. That's how I understand it. And noting that from verse 14 onward, that Rome is the focus of this prophecy is something that all commentators will point to. But for myself, I found that there are three different identifications of Rome. When you get to verse 29, you're going to begin dealing